You are listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for our look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hi, Dave.
Well, I think that what people have a high degree of interest in is actually weather over the next 24 to 48 hours. What can you tell us?
Well, it is a key event for the U.S. growing season. There's no doubt about that. We do have significant rainfall that's been occurring over the last couple of days in parts of the Western Corn Belt, and now that has moved into Illinois. Once we go over the next 1 to 2 days, we'll see the area of rain continue to move to the east and the east-southeast, ultimately having aided the southern half of Illinois, southern portions of Indiana and Ohio, and much of the northern delta, including some of the drier areas of Kentucky and into Tennessee. So that area there will see significant rainfall over the next 1 to 2 days. One of the big questions that we have, and it's an important question, regards what happens further to the north. There's an array of evidence that shows that significant rainfall is fairly unlikely as you head to the north. We're talking about areas to the north of Champaign-Urbana, and then stretching into the northern areas of the Corn Belt. What that means is that we'll have seen a situation where we have a large group of haves and a large group of have-nots as far as rainfall for this week and as far as corn and soybeans go. So it's a little bit of a complicated situation, with some areas certainly having benefited from rainfall this week and some areas certainly having not benefited. So that'll be something we'll have to watch, and it makes the weather forecast for next week fairly important, too.
And as you look at that forecast, what are some of the features you can share?
Well, on the plus side, we're not looking for any heat. This has been one of the cooler periods in recent history for the central U.S. in July and into August, and it looks like that will continue next week. A fairly strong cool front does move on through the region from Sunday through Monday. We would like to see that front develop heavy rainfall, but it doesn't look like that will be the case. The real problem is that we have an easterly flow situated across the Great Lakes region, and that's pulling in cool and dry air from Canada into the Corn Belt. So when this front comes in from the west, it essentially runs into air that's already fairly cool, and that's not a good setup to produce heavy rainfall. So again, the plus side for next week is that temperatures do stay cool. The downside is that we're now looking for a lot of rainfall. That could change once we get in toward next Friday and then going forward through the middle of August, say beginning around August 15th and through the 20th. That is a period of interest for rainfall, but it's still 8 to 10 days away, and the setup doesn't look quite ideal at this point, but we'll probably be wanting that situation to turn into a heavy rain event for some areas.
Do you look for potential for near normal to above normal temperatures into late August?
At this point, it's hard to forecast that far out, but if you just look at what's happened over the last 6 weeks and you look at the next 1 to 2 weeks, where the temperature forecast is fairly straightforward, we have a real hard time getting too excited about any heat anytime soon, simply based on the recent history of having no heat and not really having a good reason to start forecasting it now.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You're welcome, Dave. Have a good day.
Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.